the 1938 Budapest International Eucharistic Conference. For Europe, and within it, for Hungary, that in reality became a power at war from 1941, 1938 was the last year of peace before World War II broke out. This year brought to life the 34th International Eucharistic Conference in Budapest, in the 900th jubilee year of the death of Saint Stephen, a conference which was perhaps the most significant event of the Hungarian Catholic Society in the period between the two world wars. The beginning of the International Eucharistic Conference reaches back into the 19th century. The evolution of secular society and indifference towards religion in the aftermath of the French Revolution made Pierre Julien Aimard realize that this personal connection with the Savior Christ was truly missing from the life of Christians. The founder of the Congregation of the Priests of the Eucharist, Aimard, who was a French priest and who was later ordained saint, believed that the solution was to place the Eucharist into the center of life. The Eucharist as fire needs to set the world aflame. People who set the Eucharistic fire are the ones that live in Christ. This fire motivated Émilie Tamizier when, with the blessing of Pope Leo XIII, she organized the first International Eucharistic Conference in Lille in 1881. Since then, to deepen respect for the Eucharist, International Eucharistic Conferences have been held regularly in different cities throughout the world. In 1912, Vienna, the capital of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, won the right to organize the Congress. After 1918, the then independent Hungary, out of its own right, wished to organize this largest event of world Catholicism. Cardinal Justinian Schered, who was completing his studies in Rome and who participated in the works of the 1917 Canonical Codex, due to his good relationship with the Holy See, did not have to wait too long for this occasion.
In November of 1936,
Pope Pius XI approved the decision of the Preparatory Committee of the International Eucharistic Conference, according to which Budapest was found to be the proper location to host the 1938 International Congress. In the dire international political climate, however, the organizational work proved to be challenging. In May of 1937, Thomas Louis Halen, Bishop of Namur, who was the president of the Permanent Preparatory Committee, and Cardinal Justinian Schered, sent out invitations for the Congress to all bishops.
But from this date,
it was doubted that the German episcopacy and the German pilgrims would be able to participate. In the aftermath of religious persecution in Germany, by this time the relationship between the Vatican and Berlin
had become strained.
The situation got worse when on March 14, 1937, Pius XI published his encyclical Mit brennender Sorge, which criticized the National Socialist paganism. In response, Hitler declared that German Catholics would not be permitted to go to the Budapest conference, which was a blow to the effort because Hungarian organizers primarily expected the largest number of pilgrims from Germany. Repeated negotiations of the Hungarians' envoy to the Holy See didn't result in any changes, and mediation efforts of Franz von Papen, German ambassador in Vienna, didn't lead to any resolution either. As a result,
the awaited massive German participation did not occur.